Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1.
Such peaceful.
Such a joyful time in life.
And gentle music. What I'm dealing with right now are RSVPs, because they were due this past weekend, and so...
Have you gotten any? Is anyone coming?
Gotten a lot!
Okay.
But we're short about 80.
So you're still waiting on 80 different recipients
reply. I guess that's 40 people, because everybody pretty much gets a guess.
Yeah, okay. So 40 people have not said yay or nay.
Apparently, I'm not the only one dealing with this. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show, Sasha.
Jeff, RSVPs have literally been my downfall. It is excruciating how rude people are. I'm getting married this Saturday in Atlanta.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my final headcount was due Friday, end of day Friday. Literally three people I've now found out are no longer coming, and two people were basically going to bring someone with them. And the worst part is, you know, that money for the people who RSVP'd and then decided not to come, decided not to say anything, I mean, is down the drain. So we're literally reaching out to people saying, do you want to bring a date? Like, I know it's last minute, but can you bring someone? But they have to eat this.
Right. So they have to have to eat for the chicken or whatever.
I didn't even think of the financial side of it. I was just thinking of, because where I am is the RSVP, our wedding's not for another 3.5, almost 4 weeks. So the RSVPs were due. So my fiance gave me a list of the people who were my guests to reach out to and be like, hey, we need to know if you're coming or if you even received the invite, because some people didn't get the invite.
Right.
But then I'm wondering, are some people lying about not getting the invite in order to be the person who didn't RSVP? Because there seems to be a disproportionate number of people who are saying they didn't get the invite.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a load of bull.
Yeah.
They got it. They're just lazy. And then... they don't, even people who recently got married, you know, they almost forget about this whole process.
Well, I was
going
to say,
goes into it.
I think that once you plan a wedding, like Sasha, you and Jeff will always respond to RSVPs right away. Because after you've gone through the stress of it, it's like you don't want to put anybody else through it.
Always. Always. But at the same time, that's how I always was. Before I ever got engaged, you know, this is the first time I'm getting married, and I don't see how people cannot RSVP. And actually, a family member was one of the people who we found out last night couldn't come, and one of the other family members said, okay, so can I bring one of my friends? And it's like, no, this is our wedding. If we're going to fill the seat, it's going to be with someone we want to be there. I mean,
so hold on.
Audacity of people.
Sasha is fired up.
I
could barely sleep last night. I was so angry.
So if I understand what the story you're telling is, you have like Aunt Joe or Uncle Joe and Aunt Phyllis say, we're not going to be able to make it to your wedding, even though we RSVP'd. And then Cousin Billy hears about that and says, hey, can I bring my buddy Eric to come hang? Because I know Auntie and Uncle aren't coming.
Yes.
That is ballsy.
Yeah.
It's a bold move.
Yes. Wow.
Overall, what I did, though, after the RSVP date, which was August 31st, I cannot tell you how many people I Facebook messaged. And numerous ones of them, I had to Facebook message two or three more times. I mean, there's still people that I spoke to through text, Facebook, that I still haven't gotten their RSVP. So I just said, okay, you're not coming. And I am telling, and I mean, people think I'm joking, but I am telling my wedding coordinator that if someone comes in and they don't have a place card, you are to tell them, you did not RSVP. There's no food here for you. There's no drinks here for you. There's no chair here for you. If you want to stand against the wall and socialize and dance, you're more than welcome to. But there is nothing here for you because you are rude.
Sasha.
Damn, Sasha's raising the bar.
She's gone off the deep end.
All right, Sasha.
And I'm extremely laid back. This is the only thing that I've been a bridezilla about.
All right.
It's the only thing that's gotten to me.
Sasha, well, I'm sorry that you're dealing with this, but I will tell you, you have made me feel a lot better. So thank you for that.
Well, that's good.
Hey,
you just needed to get that out.
Can Jen and I come this weekend?
Yeah, come on. There's definitely empty seats and food.
Thanks, Sasha. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, my situation, Jen, is not even nearly close to that, so I don't even feel right bringing it up.
You've been talking about it.
Yeah, I don't even feel right bringing it up. I was just going to point out that several people are saying they did not get the wedding invites.
Then I think you got to believe them.
Yeah, I do believe them. But then I'm wondering if some people are wondering if they're on the B list, which seems so trivial compared to Sasha's. Like, Sasha stole my RSVP thunder. Sasha's having a worse. I'm going to save it for next week.
I was going to say, don't worry, because in 3 weeks, you'll be Sasha.
Megan.
Hey.
This is really going in a direction that I didn't expect it to go into. But tell us about your RSVP nightmare.
When we were getting married, my mother-in-law wanted to add on family members that she forgot about.
Oh, no.
So we told her, no, we couldn't invite anybody else. And she sent her copy of our wedding invitation to these cousins.
Oh, no.
And then they RSVP'd back with her RSVP.
You're like, I never sent you an invite.
So she literally took it to like a Kinko's or brought it into her work or whatever, right?
No, she just sent her. She didn't even copy it. She sent the one that we had sent to her. And then the cousins didn't come to the wedding.
Oh,
so they RSVP'd, so you saved them a plate, and they didn't yet come?
They didn't come.
So you paid for them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad Callie works in the morning now.
She's not hearing this?
Yes. There's anybody listening at HLN this morning, do not react to this. Do not make.
Do not tell.
You should be
Jeff's fiance.
Yes. You focus on the election and the debate. This is not important. Do not tell her this is happening. Oh, God. Aubrey. Welcome to the show, Aubrey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little shocked.
He's starting to stress out. What you got, Aubrey?
So I got married in March, and I learned from all of my friends who got married before me that the best thing to do is subtract 10 people from your final number.
Yeah.
Which we did, thinking that, you know, we would end up only paying for the ones coming, but 25 ended up not coming. So.
Oh, wow.
We paid for an additional 15, but I would strongly suggest subtracting from your final number.
I'm starting to sweat.
I was just telling Jeff, I'm like, you know, we had to pay for people who no-showed at the end of it, and it's like $100 a head.
Dude, don't do math. I don't need to do your
math
right now.
Think about that. Five people no-show. That's $500 we spent to feed and give alcoholic drinks to
ghosts,
invisible people.
All right. Well, what is worse then? What has happened to Aubrey and you, or what Josh is about to tell us?
Oh, no.
Tell us
about it. How's it going?
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Hurt my heart.
So, I'm about to rip your heart out here. My wife and I got our anniversary is in November. It'll be 11 years. And we invited something like 350 people.
Yep.
250 RSVP'd.
Yep.
We planned on maybe 275.
Okay.
325 showed up.
Oh, no.
The caterer ran out of food. Fortunately, she was a friend of mine, and she had an event the next day, so she pulled the food from her next day event to put out for our buffet.
Why?
And we had to go back and pay her an extra $2,000.
Why do you hate me, Josh? Why?
Gosh.
Like, you know what? We got some ratings feedback yesterday. It seems like people are like, oh, they like us. Like, I spent all day yesterday going, oh, my God, people might actually like us. Now it's just call after call of, I hate you, Josh. That's what I hear. Kristen, pile on, Kristen. Tell me.
So, actually, yesterday, my husband and I just celebrated 7 years of marriage. So, woohoo to us.
Congratulations.
When we got married, we had, I want to say, about 80-ish people RSVP for our wedding. We had a smaller event. Well, day of my wedding, like 40 people showed up.
So half?
About half people showed up, and we had spent all this money on the food. We had a friend of ours cater the wedding at the church we were holding it at, and I bought, like, honey-baked hams. You know, I spent all this money for there to be tons of food left over.
Are you still, and you said you've been married 7 years?
Yes, we've been married for 7 years.
Are you still having ham sandwiches for lunch every single day?
Actually, that Christmas, my grandmother took one of the hams and saved it for Christmas.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
It didn't go to waste.
All right. Well, we're going to end this, Jen. Let's move on to your friend so we can end the negative. That was not, that's not what I need to deal with. Less
well,
than 4 weeks.
We really
weeks,
are
people.
Stressing you out because not too long ago, was it last week we were talking about the things that could go wrong?
Stop.
In the last 30 days, we got one call that upset me so much. I just kept thinking about it, and we're going to try to right this wrong. Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The negative call started. Okay, I feel better now. I thought you were just digging open old wounds.
No.
This is a very good thing we're doing next.
Yes.
After I go find some whiskey. I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. I'm wishing they stopped trying to turn me off. I want it on. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all.
for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire.
On in Kennesaw, in Alpharetta, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Last week, we were doing a phone topic on the horrible things that could happen in the days or weeks just before your wedding as a way to make me feel really comfortable.
Right. You're 1 month out, and you're like, what could go wrong in the next month? Well, we had lots of people calling in to tell us exactly what could go wrong.
And one of the phone calls that stood out to us was from a woman named Abby. Hey, Abby.
Hey there.
Welcome back to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Thanks.
Abby called during that segment, and this is what she said.
Everything is perfect until the night before when I was going to get my hair done, the pre-wedding hair, to make sure you had the hair exactly how it was supposed to be the next day. And the hairdresser's blow dryer catches on fire, and my long, gorgeous locks become 2-inch-long stubby hair.
Your hair caught on fire 12 hours before your wedding.
Abby, that is what it just broke my heart. And not only that, but that you said you hated your wedding photos.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I was like, oh, devastated, because to me, our wedding photos are some of my favorite pictures. We have them hanging. There's a wedding photo that's like right inside our front door. It's the first thing you see, and I feel like it's a symbol of starting our life together. All this, I just love our wedding photos.
I understand what you're saying, but you are also very vain. Like you really like to look at yourself.
No. I'm just saying it captured all such special moments, and I don't know. I just felt for Abby, and I thought, oh my gosh, I bet she doesn't have any of them hanging up in her house anywhere. And I was that really is terrible. And that lady made you pay for your haircut.
It's true.
Torch your hair off. I was like, that is just not right.
That's actually a good point. Do you have any of your wedding pictures hanging up in your house anywhere?
I have one, but it's like at a super far distance. So it's just basically the beautiful building we got married in. But no, we don't have any close-up photos of like kissing or faces or anything hanging anywhere.
And Abby, you said that your husband, what's your husband's name?
Jared.
Jared. That Jared like loved your long hair, that you loved your long hair. It was like this thing, right?
Correct.
And you guys have been married now 7 years, you said?
Yep, 7 years.
Well, I just wasn't okay with you not liking your wedding photos. So after we got off the phone yesterday, I called my wedding photographers, Anna and Spencer Photography. They're right here in Atlanta, and they have offered. I asked if they would be willing to do this, and they wrote me back in a half second that they are going to recreate and redo your wedding photos with you and Jared together.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Totally free of charge. You just get back in that dress or you get back in that veil, however you want to do it. You put him back in a tuxedo. They will go with you back to whether it was the church or the reception place, wherever you want to recreate those photos. And they're going to do it for you completely free of charge.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. My husband will be very excited, and so will my kids.
Awesome.
All right, and Abby, as an added bonus, we are going to find a hairdresser for you that has much safer gadgetry.
That's amazing.
Much more fire-resistant equipment.
Yeah, do you have a more capable hairstylist in your world now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. All right, perfect.
You're going to love working with Anna and Spencer. They're really awesome. They are a married couple themselves, and they do a great job like capturing really cool moments, and really you can feel their pictures, which I think is the most important thing in wedding photography. So they have offered to take care of you. We're going to connect you guys, and they're going to set it up, and you get a do-over.
That's amazing. And that means a lot. A lot to me.
Abby, I will tell you, just so you know, when we got off the phone with you last week and after we had finished this conversation, Jen immediately pulls her headphones off and she goes, "That is terrible. I am so upset about that." And I said, "I know. I can't believe she still charged her after that." And she goes, No. I can't believe she doesn't have wedding pictures. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's important, too. But can you believe she still charged her?
And I'm like, Jeff, you're missing the point.
And and I mean, the show ended at 9:45, and by 10 o'clock she had this done. And she said, "I can't wait to call Abby back." And that's why we're on the phone with you right now. So
that's so amazing. Thank you. That means so much. Now to find a new wedding dress.
Abby, thank you so much for making the switch and for listening to the Jeff and Jen Show. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. We love you guys.
Star 94.1. Thanks for waking up with Jeff and Jen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.